Freestyle Paradise Radio and Versatile Radio, collaborating to be as one. The unity is now.
Father in the heavens, can I thank you for your love?
What you've done for me, how you hung up on the cross and shed your blood for me, and no one could tell me, Father, you ain't real, cause you're the only one that ever answered my appeal, and let me out of a sentence of death. That's why I will praise you, Lord, till my last breath. I owe my life to you, cause you gave me everything, and I will serve you with my strength and bow before my King.
Magic man break down like this to let the Lord know how much I appreciate the things he did. Ever since I was young, he held my hand and held me right, guided me through all the good things in life. You know that's right, so I get down on my knees today and say with BLVD, Lord, muchas gracias for being there for me. The longest days, the darkest nights, no matter what happened in my life, I felt that you was always in my heart and on my side.
Freestyle Paradise Radio and Versatile Radio, collaborating to be as one. The unity is now.
Hold on, carnalito. Let me tell you a true story that might change your mind about being in a gang. I remember when we were just a couple of mucosos, causing trouble all the time and getting caught with real abuso. But it was fun and we had so many good times. Me and you, we put our troubles behind. It was the two of us kicking it day and night, looking forward to the chance that we would get in the fight. Toe-to-toe street boxing, putazos cada día. Then we met up with some bosses that belong to a pandilla. They hit us up, where you from? I said, no, we're man. They replied real quick, you think I jumped into a gang. Nosotros controlamos aquí, chavalas. We heard that you were tough, a savage kid, we call the balas. I looked at my carnal, my homie, my dog. Before I had a chance, the guy just hit him with the log. Ran up to homeboy and I gave him a putazo. But tremendo gribble to our man, we took out. So they jumped me from behind, I tried to hold my ground. Before I knew it, man, my bitch and body went down in a day. De verdad no me recuerdo. All I could remember was my homie, sufriendo. It only lasted about a minute or two. But to me, it seemed like it would never be through. After they rushed us, they came and shook our bites. Now they respect us before they despise us. We're in a gang now, pues ni modo. Me and my homie became two down trolls. I remember you. I remember you. I said I remember you like if it was yesterday. Yesterday, yes I do. Pisteando for la primera vez. I knew that I was late but I could care less. Me and my homie on a mattress, with hands to the right and hands to my left. I felt firme. Nada me vale. I'm with my homeboy listo find his model. A la brava, I felt like doing a highly. I asked around, but everybody said shyly. But you know what? He got me better. He said, I got your back on, tú sabes, te quiero. So we went off in la primera misión. After our misión, we fell out chingón. So we got some yesca and went up to Mojave and drive, bumped the oldies and kicked the lap. Your legs were played, written with great intent. His favorite song was, baby, you got it. When he would sing, it would echo through the canyon. It used to seem like this person was his companion. Oh yeah, I can hear it now. That fool used to sing it loud. The precious memories, man, cause that's all I had. Sometimes I kick it and just think it loud. Sometimes I kick it and just shed a tear. I love you, homie, I miss you. I wish you were here. I remember you. I remember you. They say I remembered you like if it was yesterday. Una noche loca, fin de semana, I was cruising, Bobby Santana. That night, tenía mal sentido, like someone would die when the bato torcido. I thought I was tripping, so I got onto the highway, left LA, and headed to the valle. Got there, my homie was waiting for me. He never let me down, he was a down on me. I picked him up and headed to the spot. On the way over there, I told him where I thought. He said, hey, carnal, no te preocupes, brother. Nothing could help because we're down with each other. I felt much better when we got to the boat. Once I could hear the people there, bumping the boombox. See no kind of glittery lights, man, it was quite clean. Rough us to the side, made it hard to find parking. Finally, we spotted one and parked my Rambla. Soon as we came, they see what's up, que pasa. My homie was anxious to get high. I was checking out the Hanas, they look fine. Then all of a sudden, we seen another gang. They were driving up slower, everybody hit the floor. The shotgun rang, it was bang, bang, bang. I let out a roar because tenía dolor. I see my homie dying, man, I was crying. Holding him tight because I was trying to keep him alive so the Lord wouldn't take him. His heart stopped beating, so I started to shake him. I said, please, don't die, mi carnal. If you do, then everybody van a pagar. He responded gently, gently as a dove. He said, take care of my heifer because it's her that I love. Man, I went crazy, what would you do if you see a tired homie down in front of you? I remember you. I remember you. I remember you like if it was yesterday. 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 Yeah, carnalito. ¿Entendiste now, little brother?
Yeah, Boulevard. I understand what you said. Because I don't want to die like my big brother.
Yeah. I remember. I'm
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to Versatile Radio, Sunday night. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Tonight we have a very special show with Brother Ig. Brother Ig is an artist out of Northern California, and Brother Eddie Fisher is co-hosting with me tonight. Are you there?
I'm here. How are you guys doing?
Yes. Mr. Fisher hasn't been on the show with us for a few weeks now, but he's back. Here he is. And
I'm back.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, we have quite a few callers on the line right now, and to let you know, I'll be screening the calls, and so if you're listening and you are in the chat room, just hold tight, and I'll get to you right quick. We also have Brother Ig on the line, so right after this song, we'll be right back with Brother Ig. Hey everybody, welcome back to Versatile Radio. That was MC Boulevard, Make It With You. Brother A, can you hear me okay?
Yes, loud and clear.
Cool.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us here. And we have Mr. Fisher, who is my co-host tonight. You want to say hello?
Hey,
Brother A, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Fisher? Good to hear from you, my man.
All right. I'm blessed by the best. Now you know the rest.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Okay, I'm going to start off the show, Brother Egg. I want to let the audience know that, you know, me personally, I have been listening to Brother Egg's music for quite some time now. And by God's perfect timing, we finally met up, and it was through here, obviously. And I enjoy his music, and I want you to go ahead and tell the audience, Brother Egg, a little bit about where you're at right now, what you're doing, and just real quick, because we're gonna get into a little bit more as I start playing your songs. You know, just introduce yourself, and then I'll play this song.
Yeah, definitely. Well, my name is Brother Egg, and I just want to thank you guys for, first of all, having me on the show, and I appreciate all the love and support, you know, for this opportunity to go on the air and just spreading God's word. And, you know, I'm blessed, you know, just to be able to be doing God's work and God's calling. I got saved July 20th, 1997, and just been, you know, trying to win some souls, you know, throughout these years, and I'm blessed to be with you guys tonight, and I just pray that this music goes out there to the airways, everyone listening, that it just, you know, makes an impact, and my main goal is to, you know, bring hope to the hopeless and just bring a fresh fire to those that are, you know, listening. So I appreciate you guys having me on tonight.
Most definitely. Thank you. And as you guys listen to his music tonight, you're going to be able to really feel where he's coming from as far as, him wanting to reach out, and you guys enjoy. This song that I'm going to play first, Brother Egg, is 48 Hours, one of my absolute favorites by you. And yes, definitely. It just touches down. This is a 13-minute, 51-second song, and you go pretty deep with it. Let's say a little something about this right quick before I play it.
Yeah, this one right here, we did a... this is a mixtape song. So what I did, I made this mixtape a while back just to kind of get back to the listeners that have been following me. I don't like calling them fans. I call them my extended family. And just I've had some loyal extended fam with me throughout these years. And I wanted to give something back to them. So we made this CD and just went out around in the streets passing them out for free downloads. And what it was, this song right here, this was kind of, I wanted to give a story, 48 Hours, is basically the day before I got saved and the day after. And it's telling my life story. July 20th, I gave my life to the Lord. But July 19th, the day before, was a whole nother East Side story. And it's basically this song, you know, all in a nutshell, 2 days of 48 hours of my life, you know, of how I used to be and what God brought me out of. So I pray that you guys are blessed with it.
Okay, here we go. 48 Hours, Brother Egg.
Yeah.
Brothering, brothering on versatile radio, soul, searching.
What's up, y'all? This is Brother Egg. Now I'm here in the studio, reminiscing, thinking back to all the things that God has brought me out. But more importantly, thinking about what God is doing today in my life. You know, it started right there on the east side of San Jose, McKean White, growing up as a knucklehead. But now, traveling all around the world, reaching lost souls with the music that God has given me. But it's only by His grace and mercy that I'm here, and I don't deserve any of this. You see, July 20th, 1997,
I died right there at the altar. But Brother Ig was born again. That was July 20th. But July 19th, the day before, was a whole nother East Side story. Now won't you come and take a trip with me? July 19th. As the sun rises, I raise my feet. I look in the mirror and I hate what I see. I can't believe all that I've done. I'm ashamed to be your son. What have I become? I'm falling deeper and deeper into my sin with the grin. I'm on the outside looking in. I've been smiling sideways through the valley of death. I wasted my last breath. Sin was nothing left but darkness. The devil got the brother straight bound. And my sorrows are drowned. I'm watching my life go down. Here it goes. I feel it pumping all through my veins. I'm falling down like the rain. I'm so bound in these chains. These things that I love. I feel them all. Guilt, pain, and liquor. That is my downfall. Now which one of y'all is gonna catch me if I drop? Where you at? Where you at? That's what I thought. I'm falling deeper. I feel the presence of the Reaper. And my soul, it's getting weaker. I'm falling deeper. I'm falling deeper and deeper. I'm falling deeper and deeper.
Hey, yo, deep breathing, got me stressing. Hey, me rise for the vibe. Not to mention my obsession with the dank and the power. This is my darkest hour. Death may come any minute. I'm tired of how I'm living, so forgive me for my sin. Hey, yo, deep breathing, got me stressing. Hey, me rise for the vibe. Not to mention my obsession with the dank and the power. This is my darkest hour. Death may come any minute. I'm tired of how I'm living, so forgive me for my sin. A new situation, occupation, be a dog. Pistol packing, pants are sagging, show my enemies.
No. God, if you're for real, you'll take away this pain. You'll take away this hurt, this guilt, this addiction. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. And I was free, y'all.
July 20th, last night, I let the Lord in my heart's door. Man, I never knew a love like this before. No more pain, no more life being bound. I want to tell the world about the love I found. Then I look around, seems like many are against me. I cannot tell who's a friend or an enemy. He's giving me mad cause he's the one that I would ride for. I gave my life for and even ones I'll die for. Oh Lord, give me the strength to let them understand that I'm not the same egg, I'm a changed man. It was your plan, July 20th, 1997. The day you took me from the devil and opened up the heavens and reached your hand out and came into my heart. Forgave my sins and gave me a new start. Now I ain't gonna stop, many will hate me cause of you. But forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. This is flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone. My soul burns in my chest like fire, brimstone. This year alone, I went to more funerals than I ever did before. Had them on the go no more than see you reap what you sow. But God gives a second chance. I lay in hands on prisoners. Once I chill up, it's all a day. And back down to Juvie Hall and YA. Never lose faith on you that go astray. And don't forget we made mistakes. In our day, until I heard him say, "Jesus, don't come and walk this way." Now I talk this way with authority and boldness. Speak the truth like God has told us. From the youngest to the oldest, all my kids is getting closer. Now I can't, I can't be coping. Don't just stand there like you're frozen. With my hand, I want you to hold it. I lead you out like I was Moses. But you see, no hope is broken. Ain't my word. Have you noticed that the Holy Ghost is closest?
Oh, that's my bad, y'all. Sometimes I don't know where my manners are, but if you don't know who I am, allow me to introduce myself.
Brother A, my friend, and I'm a soldier of gold. When I'm on stage, I can touch the stars, touch my heart. In return, I touch the lows. My soul bleeds every 16 bars. It seems hard, but I prove the distance. Addictions from missing as you ask for forgiveness. No wishing on a star or a four-leaf clover. From readers to Dover, man, the truth is Jehovah. Hold up.
Hey, yo, hey, why'd you stop? Hey, man, I gotta catch my breath.
Thank you.
Soul Searching.
Brother Ig, Soul Searching.
Versatile Radio, welcome back. I apologize, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. Can you hear me okay, Brother Ig?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, everybody, that was Brother Ig, 48 hours, and I love the way you guys mix that down. It's just an awesome song.
Thank you so much. It's a long song. It seems like it was 48 hours long, but a few minutes, but I'm glad you're able to stick it out and enjoy the ride with me. And it's a very heavy song. It just really, just listening to it now, I haven't heard it for a while, and it takes you back. You know, it's always good to be reminded, you know, of what God has brought you out of. So, yes, thank you.
Definitely. You know, real quick, I want to touch down on a subject that I've actually always wanted to ask you. Before you got saved, were you doing music at all?
Yeah, actually, it's funny. I did. Me and my buddies from where we grew up. You know, we always influenced by music, and you know, that was one of our things. And I used to, you know, mess around before rapping, kind of a, let's call it drunk rapping. I get drunk and just kind of doing crazy stuff. But I had a buddy of mine. His name was Mr. Brown, and he was really serious into rapping. So one crazy night, he heard me messing around, and then next thing you know, we started a little group and started doing some music. We released an album, and it was kind of crazy how God works, because right when that album was done, we were starting our second one, but that's when God touched my life, and out of nowhere, you know, I had to make a decision, and at this time, this was back in 96 or so, or no, 97, and you know, I had to make a decision, and at first I was still trying to, I did a couple songs still with them, and I was, you know, I had just got saved, so I was still, I would rap a little bit about God, and they would still rap about, you know, gangster rap type of stuff, and so I just felt the conviction and just said, man, this isn't right, you know, or just, it didn't blend too good at the time, and you know, so I had to make a decision. I didn't know there was gospel rap, so I just pretty much just gave that up and said, you know, I'm just going to follow God and see what he has for me. So yeah, I started out there in the streets doing some rap. Yeah.
Okay. The reason I asked you that, here at Versatile Radio, we have an underground show. And a whole lot of, like, Latin hip-hop artists go on there. And, I mean, obviously, I have, you know, nothing against the artists themselves. Otherwise, I wouldn't allow the show. But things are going to be changing up, and my co-host for that night, which is tomorrow night, is trying to encourage and get these artists to create music that's more positive. And it's kind of an issue right now, I guess, with her and the artists, but I know that probably almost all of them artists are listening to this show. Me personally, like I said, I have nothing against any artist, because to me they're just putting it down how they feel on the microphone, you know, and if that's the way they need to do it, then so be it. But music, to me, I believe you should be putting out a positive message, right? And can you, real quick, can you tell these artists or encourage them a little bit, being that you did come out of that?
Yeah, well, I think at the time, you know, when I was doing it, I didn't know any better. I was basically rapping, telling my story like I'm doing now. And I think it goes back to, you know, that saying, you know, we don't hate the sinner, we hate the sin. And when you're in that whatever lifestyle you're in, and you're expressing yourself through music, sometimes we don't know, we're lost in it. But there is so much power in music. There's so much power in the influence of music that it, yeah, I can see what you're saying. You know, there is a responsibility, because a lot of the youngsters or listeners take every word we say. And before, you know, what I was rapping about was hate, violence, just, you know, money, just a lot of corruption, you know. And but where I was rapping about hate and violence, we're now rapping about love and peace and you know, a way out. And so it's tough, but, to, you know, I would agree, you know, if they can make something, you know, positive, because there is, the voice is so much power, you know. And I think it goes back to forgive them, Lord, for we know not what we do. And it's when you're stuck in it, sometimes that's all we see around us, you know. Before giving my life to the Lord and doing anything positive, that's all I knew. And I thought, you know, I thought that was positive in a sense, because that's all I knew, you know. And a lot of people, they, you know, it's until they get the opportunity, like you guys are giving them, that's awesome, because it shows, it could give them, you know, everybody has a new song in their heart, and we all got a story, and we all got a past. And, you know, I think, you know, from where, at least where I started from with the negative and the, you know, the hate and violence in my music at that time, like I said, I didn't know no better. I knew it was wrong. But, you know, we're lost in that sin and that lifestyle. So I think definitely, you know, you once they, you know, if they can do something like that, they'll see it's better to help the family members that are listening to the community and different things like that. There's so much power. Sometimes we don't know, you know, as artists and making music, we don't know everybody who's listening to it and what it's affecting them, because, you know, behind closed doors, people, you know, are hurting, are lost, and, you know, suicidal or on the verge of doing something to themselves or someone else. And a lot of times this music is a soundtrack to that, to either pump them up or maybe turn them another way to not make them do that. So, yeah.
Most definitely. Thank you so much for that. On that note, because you mentioned something that is a big reason why, or what I'm actually using to, I don't want to say give an excuse for changing my show, because no matter what, I'm going to have the type of show that God opens doors for me to have anyway. But you said something about, you know, the kids, the music that's going into their ears. Well, a long time ago, you know, I used to listen to, like, SPM, all that gangster rap, you know, and once again, you know, I'm not knocking it, you know, there's a whole lot of Latin hip-hop artists that I absolutely love, and I think that they are very blessed and gifted. But back when I used to listen to it, I had my nieces and nephews around me, and they were very young, they weren't even teenagers yet. And one particular, you know, I'm going to go ahead and throw his name out there because I can, Eddie Boy. He fell in love with Latin hip hop. And, you know, I'm not trying to put him on blast or whatever, but as I started coming out and growing spiritually, I started seeing how the music influenced him and his behavior. And, yes, he's an adult now, but I regret that. I regret that. And that it just, you know, I just wanted to kind of connect with you on what you had said about encouraging the young. And
yeah.
You know, to all the artists out there, you know, you guys, throw something down that you want your kids to hear. You know what I'm saying? Because music really, really, really is a big influence on kids these days. And, you know, just, you know, try to do what you can. And like Brother Abe said, you know, I'm sure that now when you get on the mic, they just flow. Am I right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think it goes back to having, you know, once you start connecting with your listeners, or that you start, you start seeing that you do have a voice and you do have, you know, the ears that are listening to it. And a lot of times when we're starting off, it's usually, you know, our families are the biggest fans. I would be thinking about it now, I was embarrassed, you know, I'll hear my family pulling up to the house, my mom bumping my old stuff, and every other word is, you know, cuss word and just, you know, talking crazy. I'm like, oh, mom, you don't really got to bump that. But she was, you know, proud of her son, you know, at the time. But, you know, some of the first people that are listeners are, you know, little brothers, our cousins, and, you know, it's it starts off, you know, it's a passion what we're doing, but as we get more listeners, that's more influence you get, and it's more of a responsibility. And you know, I look back, you know, every now and then I'll hear an old song and like, oh, it just kind of grieves me like that, you know. But at the same time, I just it's a reminder of where I was and what God brought me out of it, you know, how lost. And when you're in it, you know, you sometimes you don't know no better, and you're in the mix. You look around and everyone else around you is doing it, and you know, we're just caught in that trap, you know. But there is power of the tongue, you know. The tongue has so much power, meaning your words and your voice. And they say that, you know, what takes years to build, the tongue can ruin in a matter of minutes, you know. And by that, what that means is just maybe years to build as parents, and you know, you're raising your kids and you hear something else. It's, to me, the power of influence is very heavy. It can change someone's life night and day.
Definitely. This song right here that I'm going to play is titled Worst Enemy. And this was actually one of Eddie Way's favorite songs by you. And
that's awesome. And maybe I can give a little word out to Eddie Boy and just say the song, you know, is dedicated to you, Eddie, if you're listening. And I just pray not only you hear the song, but you really listen to the words and to show, you know, wherever you are, you know. I know a lot of times behind closed doors, you know, we don't express how we feel, or if we're feeling down, we don't, you know, sometimes the streets or people around us, we don't get to show, you know, our true heart, or you know, sometimes we don't want to show weakness. But, you know, a lot of times if you're like myself, it was behind closed doors when I was hurting and feeling it, you know. And I just pray that this song touches you, Eddie Boy, and that you're blessed by it, man. And this goes out to you, my brother.
Worst enemy.
I'm going to tell you this story about the best friend I had. Now, like any other best friend, we were always together. He knew everything about me. He knew my weakness. He knew what I liked. Until things suddenly changed. He became my worst enemy. And now, he's after me. I think he wants to kill me.
I had a best friend on my side. Anytime that we would ride, he'll be down, do or die. Now I never question why he was in my life. All I know that we was tight, so I never thought twice that everything I wanted was everything he had. He said life was too short, so take everything you can. Forget the next man, only think about yourself. I'll give you all the power and I'll bring you all the wealth. I wanted nothing else than to be a player in the game. He fed me full of hate and shot rage up through my veins. In overnight change, it all happened so fast. First I was outside playing catch, now I'm slanging 20 sacks, watching my money stack. This has gotta be the light. He said the world could be mine if I was down to pay the price. I was like, where do I sign? It'll cost you your soul. I said I got to get mine. Well, homie, let's roll. My best friend is now my worst enemy. Now he's after me. I think he wants to kill me.
Every step that you take, every move that you make,
I can feel him getting closer. My life he mistakes. My best friend is now my worst enemy. Now he's after me. I think he wants to kill me.
Every step that you take, every move that you make,
I can feel him getting closer. My life he may take. Best friends to the end. You said you'll be down with me, living a life for sin. That's how it should be. All enemies will perish, cause you taught me how to fight. You showed me how to kill if anyone crossed the line. The first time I got high, you put the joint to my lip. You put the straw to my nose and hit my head for a sip. Now every step that I take, you tell me which way to go. And every move that I make, you say if I'm moving too slow. Now everyone that I know considers you a friend. They all took you in and you introduced them to sin. I've been getting second thoughts of this life that I'm leading. He said there's no way out, so don't think about leaving. I'm seeing them with my homie who was hurting the pain. He whispered in his ear, suicide is the way. Now I blame you for his death, for you I just feel hate. I gotta get away, but I'm locked in these chains. Like an animal in a cage, I felt I was trapped. I couldn't break away, cause he was always on my back. And like that, a man appeared and his name was Christ. He said, he'll set me free if I would give him my life. I was like, where do I sign? Cause
ready to roll. He said my life for your life, and the price is your soul. I felt so betrayed once he opened my eyes, cause I saw my best friend was the devil in disguise. My best friend is now my worst enemy. Now he's after me, I think he wants to kill me.
Every step that you take, every move that you make,
I can feel him getting closer, my life you may take. My best friend is now my worst enemy. Now he's after me, I think he wants to kill me.
Every step that you take, every move that you make,
I can feel him getting closer, my life you may take. He was my best friend, but became my worst rival. I learned to fight him from my Bible, cause it's the art of survival. I can't deny though the fact that I'm the prey being hunted. I feel I'm under attack. I'm like 100 miles and running. I hear him coming in my room in the middle of the night. Then he goes into my dreams and tries to fill me with fright. I try to fight for my life, not to fall into sin. But he knows what I like, so he tries to lure me back in. He's been hanging with my boys, I tell him, but they don't listen. That this killer's on the prowl, and they could be the next victim. I can't get him out my life, he tries to pump me with fear. I'm shadow boxing in the air, cause I can feel his presence there. But there's a man before me who will fight my fight. I'm protected from my enemy when I call the name Christ. Now he strikes with vengeance, he's out to seek and destroy. I have a hedge of protection, so his thoughts are no one's deploy. The joy of victory sometimes lasts for the minute, and he's steadily hitting me. So the war, I'm right back to business. To win it, gotta get it, the power of the blood. 666 ain't got no love. Now my enemy is on the run, ain't close out till the fight is done. This one is personal for all the years that it stole. My life took its toll, let your justice be the foe. For sure, it won't stop, because my enemy's out to get me. But I know if God is with me, then who shall be against me? My best friend is now my worst enemy. Now he's after me, I think he wants to kill me.
Every step that you take, every move that you make,
I can feel him getting closer, my life he can take. My best friend is now my worst enemy. Now he's after me, I think he wants to kill me.
Every step that you take, every move that you make,
I can feel him getting closer, my life he may take.
Yes, worst enemy. That was Brother Egg. Brother Egg, I have about, let's see, there's about 10 people on the phones right now. They're holding the line. A few of them are shy to talk, and, you know, I don't know if, yeah. But just to let you know, you do have a lot of listeners. There's a few people in chat also. And
that was awesome.
I have one of my other co-hosts is called in, and this is Eddie Jr. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. What's up, Brother Higgs?
How's it going, Eddie? How you doing, my man?
Man, we just want to tell you, man, we appreciate your music. And I remember growing up and being young, dog, and trying to hear music, and I just wasn't with it, man. There was no good Christian rap, nothing that I could relate to. And I had parents that, you know, they struggled, you know, with us to try to get us in church and keep us in church. And, you know, you see mama's prayers at the trip, because I was telling my wife, like, your testimony and, well, she's heard it, you know, your song and how you give a testimony and you spit it down in there. And I'm like, man, that's so much what everybody's going through. You talk about methamphetamines and the epidemic, right? You know, it's just everybody that's in it. You know, I'm having trouble with my daughter right now as we speak. She just walked off and just trying to get respect. And think so different than when we were kids or we were younger, even to now, not that long. But just how you touch on every issue, and I appreciate that the music that's out there, because my boy Eddie Boy, and you know my kids, they'll sit and they'll hear that, and they'll be sitting around with their friends and still throw it on like it's the cool thing to do, and they're not doing good while they're listening to it, you know, but he's still going on, and because the message is still getting there, and God's word don't go void, you know.
Yeah.
And so, man, I appreciate the music, and I'm glad that you put it out there. That's right.
Yeah, thank you, brother. I appreciate you taking the time, man, and I pray for your family, man. And you know, you sound like a great dad, man, and a great example to them. You know, we could always, you know, it's tough. It's like a tug of war, man. You're pulling them one way, your kids, and you got the world, a thousand things pulling them out there, you know, to the streets and the world. And you know, it takes a strong man, you know, strong parents, you know, to
keep your kids. We had struggles too. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't part of that. I was young. And not only are my kids tempted, or not only my, But those are the same things that have drawn me in, and I found myself, mm-hmm. to fall short over and
totally.
Over. And so,
yeah, I hear you, man. I'll be praying for your family, man, and just stay strong, man. And, you sound like a great man, bro, and I'm sure, you just got to keep praying for them. Like, we never give up on them.
Prayer, brother, and
blessings, brother.
Coming on. Thank you for sharing, man. Continue to do your thing. God's going to bless
right on,
you,
brother.
And your labor is not in vain, bro.
Right on, brother. I appreciate that, man. God bless you, bro, man.
God bless you. Oh, thank you.
Okay. Well, listen, the song I'm going to play next, this is one of your new releases titled I'm 1-2. And
yeah.
I watched the video. I fell in love with it. You guys are just awesome on there. And everybody, you know what? Let me let Brother Ig throw out his links right quick before I play this song. And that way you guys could touch down and, hear his music, get in touch with his music, and watch some of his videos. Go ahead, Brother Ig.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So this new song we're going to do is called I'm 1-2. And you can find it right now, if you go to Facebook, just pop in Brother Ig. I'm on there on the music page and my personal page. We just released this song, actually, about a month ago now. It's really fresh, something new. I haven't put out anything new for a little while. I've been almost done with my new album, but this is a fresh one from there. I did a remix, but you could go to youtube.com/ Brother Ig. And this is a fresh new video we have. I got together with a bunch of friends, like some of my favorite ministers, rappers together, and also we got in the actor Noel G. He's a good friend of mine, and if you remember him from Fast and Furious, Bruce Almighty, Training Day, all those cool movies, man. And he's my boy, and he's an actor, so he's acting like he's rapping, but he turns out really good in this. So just pray you're blessed with it, man. It's a fun song. I'm 1-2 is basically when the world points a finger, and says, hey, you see them over there, a bunch of Jesus freaks. And it's us taking a stand, not being ashamed of the gospel, not being ashamed of the Lord and Savior who died for us, and we take a stand and say, yeah, there's some Jesus freaks, but I'm 1-2. So if you're 1-2, let's sing along, and it's unity that's we're gonna take this world.
Right. And definitely after you guys hear this song, you're gonna be walking around saying, I'm 1-2. And I bet
there you go.
here we go, I'm 1-2. Oh, right,
yeah.
Quick, let's go ahead and tell everybody who's on this track with you.
Yeah, on this song, man, I got a group of very awesome ministers that starts off. I got my brother Selah. A lot of them from different areas. So this is Selah. I got Transparent, my girl Jazz. We got Casper, my boy Z, all from Rise and Shine Records, Arise. We got actor Noel G, my boy from Broken Chain Records, Joe the Fourth Man. We also got Jesus Cervante. Oh, man, there's so many. I hope I'm not missing nobody. But, yeah, there's a whole line of us. There's about 9 of us on there, and they're all – you could look them all up. It'd be good to check out the video, man. This is something fresh we did. One of my boys, Sunny Beach, produced this video, and it's getting a good little buzz right now. It's out there, but I really recommend that you'll hear these artists and fall in love with them, too, and just start following them. They all got albums out, and, they're all strong, mighty men and women of God. So here you go.
There we go.
The unity is now on Versicle Radio. In freestyle paradise. Broken chain.
Yo, you see him over there looking square. They some Jesus freaks. They some Jesus freaks. Jesus freaks.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, I'm 1-2. I'm 1-2. I'm 1-2.
Ooh.
I got these fresh shoes with a fresh hat. Black, white, red. Snapbacks. Fresh to death. Who knew that Joe the Fourth Man was a Jesus freak too? Yeah, you heard right. I didn't stutter. Changing it, Jesus freaks unashamed of it.
I was birthed in the sun like a Sunday.
mind, cause I'm living for a reason. Jesus, you're the reason my life's not deceived with empty lies filled with a soul that had been grieving. Now I reflect the light, cause I'm a Jesus freak. Not only on the mic, but anywhere you're seeing me. Go ahead and put this on your Twitter and your FB. Christ is coming soon and he's taking up his Jesus.
I know you see him over there looking square. They some Jesus freaks. They some Jesus freaks. Jesus freaks.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, I'm one too. I'm one too. I'm one too.
Drama.
I am. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Baptized through the fire from the great I am, man. Could you ever? Probably never. Picture me with the purpose driven life, whatever. Now I never saw I had the faith in me. Till the Spirit raised in me, I had an awakening. Now I'm praising Him, taking it to the streets. I'm one too. Status hashtag Jesus freak.
Three in the power of one, second to none. Every day I'm living life, always praising the sun. I'm giving God the glory every day for what he has done. Yes, we are one, and through the blood we're united. And a new family member always gets me excited, so don't fight it. I'm just here to help you when I speak. Jesus, Avante, just believe that I'm a Jesus.
I'm
anticipating
new and
slow. Before I met Jesus, I was lost, boy. Rufio, pearly gates and streets of gold. That's where I be headed. So I'ma stand for Jesus even if I'm beheaded. You don't know the one who sent me. That's why you hate it. I'm hated by the world, but loved by the one who made it. So love me or hate me, I'll say it unashamedly. I'm one, two, something one, like two, Tom Wright.
Yo, you see, I'm looking square. They some Jesus freaks.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, I'm one, two. I'm one, two.
Goes unheard, so victory shall be mine. But sometimes it gets hard, and only you make me strong.
I know you won't let me fall, so I'll keep holding on. I feel alone with my family and friends. I'm here with people I don't know.
Well, I will raise you into a leader. Just keep your eyes on me. Your loved ones will then follow. Just you wait and see. Believe in me and let me change your heart. My shine will be a light through you for those in the dark.
But what about my boys? I left them in the battlefield.
Well, I called you to another battle. So pick up your shield and your sword. Head out to war. Go win those lost souls that the devil stole.
Well, show me your way and tell me what I should do. I will pick up my cross and I will follow you. True, this walk ain't easy, it's really a fight. Some of the world comes against me when I say I follow Christ. And I remember my life and how I was blind. I was in the dark till you opened my eyes.
I realize that it's hard, so many have come and gone. But I died for you, my son, so keep holding on.
The congregation and those in God's anointed now generation. Ain't no time to be wasting, cause the devil's on attack. That's when we strike back into the enemy's camp.
The wind strapped with my blood into the devil's zone. I'm raising up soldiers in the men and women's home.
You've shown us the way, now give us the wisdom and put a hedge of protection around street evangelism. We're in the front line, that's what feels all about. So the devil's always hitting, trying to take us out. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy all our dreams. So we put on your armor to stand against the devil's schemes. You choose the foolish things, like us who are heartless. You lifted us up and made us treasures out of darkness. Regardless of the sins that we've done, God still gave his only begotten son. So in your name, Lord, is how we'll take the world. Bless the gangsters for Christ and all the gang girls and all the other ministries in our church. It's only by your strength that we finish the work, cause united we can fulfill our Father's plan. Working hard together with the lives in God's hands.
I will come back soon, so let the world know to keep holding on, cause I will never let them go.
Heaven's throne, but we won't let nothing hold us back. Got the best of me, so Lord, set me free. no counseling gonna help me. By the time I was 17, I was labeled as an alky. And when I turned 18, I got my license to drive. And when I was 19, I got my first DUI. Drunken fights, blacked out nights. In street life, you die much quicker. Drunken lies, mama cried. Cut me open, I bleed liquor. Little thicker than the average. This more liquor makes you a savage. This drink, I gotta have it. Being sober, I can't manage. But the damage is done. By the time the morning comes, my girl's no longer in love. To this drunk that I become, I wish somewhere, somehow, I could take back the words. But she don't love me no more. I just got kicked to the curb. Now I'm swerving sideways. Back to the liquor store. To get that 40-0, it's the only route that I know. Don't pour none out for my homies, because I need every sip. I get depressed and lonely, but that I'll never admit. Don't get invited to house parties, cause fights always break out. I don't remember what they're about, because I drink and black out. No doubt best friends become enemies after a drunken fight. And don't expect no apologies, we got that foolish pride. It's like from the cradle to the 40 bottles to the grave. Wasted days and wasted nights, I'm drinking my life away. From the cradle to the 40 bottle to the grave. My mama said to pray, cause she believes that Jesus saved.
And Music and me.
Okay, that was What You See, or actually titled Smiling Faces by Sal Perez. We're going to be right back with Brother Ig. He's still on hold, and for now, I want to apologize. We're having a little bit of difficulties, but like I said, we'll be right back with him. He's still on the line, and I'm going to play a song also by Brother Ig, and this song is titled Mama, Don't Cry.
Mama, I'm really sorry I made you shed them tears. Mama, I can't say why I do the things I do, but I wish you really knew that I never meant to hurt you. Oh, it eats me up inside every time I make you cry. So I try to live right and give you one piece, but not for right there's a fight because the street life got me crazy. I chose to live this life, I know it's not the way you raised me. You ashamed of me, mama, for all that I've done. Don't give up on me, mama. Better days will soon come. I try to run from the liquor, but the bottle keeps calling. I love to make money quicker, so I gotta keep balling. The methamphetamine's got the best of me. Mama, don't think less of me. I know that's why you're stressing me, cause you wanna see the best for me. They say my destiny is 6 feet deep. The way I live, it just might be. I wanna change, please believe, but until then, don't cry for me.
Mama, don't you cry no more. You don't have to cry no more. Mama, don't you cry no more. You don't have to cry no more. Mama, don't you cry no more. You don't have to cry no more. Mama, don't you cry no more. You don't have to cry no more.
Mama tried and mama cried and mama sorry I put the tears in your eyes and you wonder why I ended up this way. I ask myself sometimes, where did I go astray? They say the longest river is the river of tears. You feel my death could be near, so now you're drowning in fear. You stare into my eyes and my pops is what you see. And that is generation curses fell upon me. You don't want to believe what your son has become. You never want me to leave. You think I may not return. I don't learn from my burns or mistakes that I make. What will it take to go straight and make your pain go away? I say that I will change, but those words you don't trust. But then you never giving up that unconditional love. From a son to a mom, it's that bond you can't break. Got too much love for you, mom, that your tears won't go in vain, no way.
Mama, don't you cry no more. You don't have to cry no more.
Thank you, God. I thank you for sending your son to die on the cross for my sins. Now I'm free. I need to call my mom and let her know that I'm a changed man now.
Hello, mama, something happened today that I just can't explain. But all I can really say is that I'm not gonna be the same. I know I say this all the time. To you it's just a line, but the peace I can't deny, except to the Lord into my life. That's right, mama, still can't believe in myself. If you knew just what I felt, then you would never have no doubt. I don't know how or why I ended up in church. I don't know how or why God took away this hurt. Well, I stood in front of the altar with my hands up in the air. I didn't think that God was there, or if he really cared. But out of nowhere, for my head to
my feet. I was filled with the chills and something overtook me. Then I dropped to my knees and tears fell like the rain. Then I asked the Lord, please, for my evil ways to be changed. As strange as it seems, I felt it all go away. My addictions, my guilt, my sorrow, my pain. Today I will say, just like I am born again, I got a second chance in life, but some reasons to live. I wish now you'd be proud and not hurt like before. Your son's in God's hands now, so you don't have to cry no more, mama.
Mama, don't you cry no more. You don't have to cry no more.
No more, no more.
Mama, don't you cry no more. You don't have to cry.
Okay, that was Brother Egg, Mama Don't Cry. Are you with me, brother?
Yes, yes.
Okay. You kind of want to, let's throw out your links one more time so that the audience, in case they missed that part, let's tell everybody where they can find you and your music.
Sure thing. You could go to, right there online, you could go to brotheregg.com. They have a lot of the music on there, but also you can find pretty much all the music you heard tonight on iTunes. You can go to our YouTube page, which is youtube.com/brotheregg. Facebook, you know, we're on all the media sites, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. We're on there. Just pretty much type in Brother Egg, and you'll find me there. Hope to hear from you guys. Link up with me so I could say hello. See how you guys are doing.
All right. I have one question for you, brother.
Yes.
Is there any one particular artist, whether they're secular with their music still or not, that you want to work with?
Good question. There's probably a lot. I like, man, let's see who comes to mind. I'm a big fan of live music too, you know, band type music, you know, war type. I'm so old. I'm an old soul, you know. But new cats, you know, all day. There's a lot of new guys out there, but you know, no one really comes to mind. I'm more of a I listen to a lot, not necessarily mainstream, but a lot of, you know, cats that are just coming out, neighborhood cats. So there's a few of them, few guys I like hearing. Some local cats, Cali Grown, they're out of San Jose also, and just different guys like that. Like, I like the beginning cats that I see. There's something fresh that's going on out there. And, I got a big wide range of music I listen to, so there's probably a lot that I can think of right now.
All right. And can you tell the audience if you do all the producing on your tracks, or is there somebody that you work with pretty much? Do you write your own music?
Yeah, definitely write my music. I like to say it's the Holy Ghost writes it. I'm just basically the mouthpiece for it. So as I get these songs, you know, I just feel God, you know, puts them in my heart. Gives me a topic, and, you know, I just pray over each song and say, all right, God, you decrease me, increase your spirit in me, and just help me write these words, you know, for these songs. And that's why I take it that much more serious, because I know the power of influence, like I said earlier, and music can change somebody. Music can change someone's life, their way of thinking, the way of living, and whether good or bad. And that's why I really take it to heart every opportunity I get. And, you know, with me being on tonight, there's, you know, thousands that may be listening, you know, and, you know, just to me, I just try to bring hope to it. So, you know, I definitely write my own stuff. We have a lot of different producers we work with throughout the, you know, different places. You know, a lot of people submit beats, and we kind of go through that from there. And, you know, so, yeah, we got a good team right now that goes through it. They do the producing, and they just point me to the mic when I go in the studio, and then just, you know, I just share my heart from there.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to play a song right now by Father MC. And right after that, we'll be back with a few more songs by Brother A. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Father in the heaven, can I thank you for your love?
Shed your blood for me, and no one could tell me, Father, you ain't real, cause you're the only one that ever answered my appeal and let me out of a sentence of death. That's why I will praise you, Lord, till my last breath. I owe my life to you, cause you gave me everything, and I will serve you with my strength and bow before my King.
Down like this to let the Lord know how much I appreciate the things he did. Ever since I was young, he held my hand and held me right, guided me through all the good things in life. You know that's right, so I get down on my knees today and say with BLVD, Lord, muchas gracias for being there for me. The longest days, the darkest nights, no matter what happened in my life, I felt that you was always in my heart and on my side.
Radio, this is Eddie Fisher here, and we got Brother Rig on the line. Are you still with me, Brother Rig?
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
All right, man. I've been enjoying the show here, just kind of kicking back and and getting everything you guys are saying. That's just really awesome what the Lord is doing in your life and how he's using you, brother. I love that music. I just love that music, man. I'm really, really old school. I like the old stuff. Sometimes I had a hard time with the rap at first.
I hear you, my man. But I appreciate that, brother. Thank you for taking, you know, lending the ear to it, man.
I know that the Lord uses all kinds of things, but I've seen him work in so many ways. You know, he just blows my mind all the time. My daughter was telling me that you were with the Victory Outreach Ministries for a while, huh?
Yes, for, man, almost over 10, 12 years, yeah. For the sound of it.
Up in the northern part, huh?
Yeah, San Jose.
All right. Well, I've probably seen you around because I was involved with the Victory Outreach Ministries for about 23 years.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we've seen that. A lot of good stuff happening in that ministry. A lot of good things. I really use that ministry, too.
Oh, yeah, always, man. They're worldwide, man. Yeah. They're doing a great thing out there.
Yeah. Did you ever get to meet Pastor Sal Perez?
Yeah. Actually, he's a great man. Love that guy. He's a great man of God. Great voice.
Yeah. Yes, he's got an awesome voice. Yeah, I guess he first came into the Pomona Church there and when he first got saved, when he first came to the Lord, the Lord really did a work in his life because he was split up with his family, was split up, and they were kind of done with him. You know how the Lord works, but he came in believing and just hung on. And now he's, you know, got a good ministry up there in Tucson, Arizona. And just God's really using him and going basically all over the world, you know, singing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love his music. He's a mighty man of God right there. Great man.
Amen. Yeah, we're going to be doing an event here in the city of Norwalk in a week. And Brother Noel G is going to be there also, too. So,
nice. That's my boy right there.
I'll have to tell him that you are on the station, and maybe we can get him to come on the station too. And
all you got to do is ask that dude. He's a good man. He's always willing to spread the gospel, go out there and win some souls. That's what I love about that guy.
He's like you, brother. He's really down to earth.
Yeah, he's a great guy, man. That's my boy right there.
And real quick, let's go ahead and mention the date and the location of this event and let everybody know. Noel G was on your most recent release, right?
Yes. The last song we did, the 1-2, he's on the music video also. He's on there.
We're going to be doing an event in the city of Norwalk. On July 27th there, it's called, we'll be doing a drama there, and it's called The Death Row, and a drama there along with Brother Noel G, and Second Chance is going to be doing the music and stuff too, so we're expecting a good crowd and a good turnout. We're going to be giving out free food and a lot of the resources at the city and the different ministries are partnering together. There's a ministry that's been put together that's called Unite. And what they're doing is they're, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, like 13 churches are coming together. And Unite,
that's awesome.
all under one banner there to see the city of Norwalk, one for Jesus, and put out the net and see how many souls we can snatch out of the devil's grip right there, you know?
That's what I'm talking about, brother. That's awesome.
Throw that out. If anybody's interested or needs any information, I'll throw out my cell number out there. It's 951-826-1767. Or you can email at cornerstoneautobody@yahoo.com. You need any information, you need a ride or whatever to get there and be a part of this, you're welcome. Amen. Are you ready, man?
We're ready. We're ready. We'll be right back with Brother A.
I know you think you're having fun. The party feels so right. But there's one thing we've got to say before we leave tonight. Riding high and you're looking fine, and life seems out of sight. But without that beer and without those drugs, things wouldn't be so right. Jesus came to free you from a life of toil. Bible's just not your thing. A few more years will matter much. You're gonna give your life a flame. What if Jesus comes back to take his church away? Yeah. Whoa, what if something happens? Do you know?
Okay, welcome back. I apologize once again. We were just having a little bit more some technicalities right here, and we're okay, though. We survived. Brother Rick, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being with us tonight. And
you're welcome.
I'm going to play this next song that I'm going to play. We have about 30 minutes left of the show, and we definitely are going to be taking it out with the rest of your music that I have here. But this next song that I'm going to play is titled The Rain. Let's talk a little bit about this song.
Yeah, this is a song, man. It's kind of a it's one of the first songs that the Lord gave me on my first album, Off the Crooked Path, and it's with my great friend of mine, Lucia Reyes. She has a beautiful voice, and it is basically, you know, talking about storms of our lives that we go through, you know, and the storms we talk about are, you know, having problems with your kids or financial problems, storms in your marriage, in your life, and work, you know, it hits us, you know, no one's excluded from going through a hard time or through a storm, but, you know, I remember kind of going through my own, and it was through a message that I heard, and they were talking about, you know, there's a blessing in the storm, you know, but a lot of times we when the storm hits, you know, we can enjoy the sunny days, you know what I mean? It's easy to smile during the sunny days, to serve the Lord during the sunny days, or just to live life, but, you know, when that storm comes, we tend to want to jump out the ship, we want to jump out the car, but, you know, what I learned through this song, going through it myself, because it's just, you got to keep holding on, because there is a blessing in that storm, and a lot of people, they lose the blessing, you know, where God's saying, you know, just hold on, trust in me, and I'll get you through the storm, but so many times, we try to take control of that wheel and get ourselves out of these situations, but that's where God, you know, shows with our weakness, his strength, and it's just a song that I pray that, you know, anything anyone's going through, you know, God's a mighty God. When the world says things are impossible, God will make possible. We just got to keep holding on and find that blessing in the storm.
Okay, thank you. And once again, this is The Rain.
Brothery, versatile radio.
I asked the Lord how much he loved me, and he said,
Okay, back again with Brother Ray. That was titled "The Rain." Brother Ray, there's a song that you wanted to talk about it. You asked me earlier if I could play, titled "Homie's Prayer." Let's talk a little bit about this, and I'm gonna go ahead and take us out with this song.
Okay. Well, this song, that last song we heard, you know, if you did hear it, and that's one of my favorites, just for the fact, you know, I got my girl Lucia on it, but it's just been get a lot of good feedback from that one, just because, you know, that's something that's universal. It's pain, it's hurt, it's addictions, and you know, these are things that put us through these storms a lot. But you know, I just want to let the listeners know that you know. You may be going through a storm and you may be going through some hard times, but, you know that we serve a God that it doesn't matter, you know, how big your problem is. We serve a bigger God, and he's not limited. He's not he's not one to look at your problem and, you know, turn away from it. And all we have to do is surrender our lives, our problems, our situations to him, and he will get you out of there and bring a blessing in that storm. And this next song, I guess the last song we're going to play tonight is Homie's Prayer. This is from my second album, Soul Searching. And this was another personal one. All the songs that you got to hear tonight are all from my heart, are all, you know, basically my story. It's pretty much my way of preaching. It just so happens that it rhymes. And this song right here, I made it personally for my friends, my homies that I grew up with. And, you know, a lot of times when we're trying to witness to friends or family, those are usually the hardest ones. And so what I did, just made it a little easy for myself, too, and made a song specifically for them, you know, just letting them know that, you know, I love them and that I'm praying for them and I haven't given up on them. And sometimes, you know, when we do get saved, you know, we start looking at old relationships and thinking, you know, oh, man, these guys are messed up. But we forget that we were once there, you know, and we were lost and how hard it was when we were back then. And I think it's just a reminder we can never stop praying for our neighborhood. We can never stop praying for our friends and family or our enemies. And this is just a song called Homie's Prayer. And I just pray it, you know, touches your life and something good that we can send to our friends, too, at some point.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. We're going to have a few more minutes. Actually, we have more time than I thought. So right after this song, this will be the last song I am going to be playing by Brother Ray tonight. But right after this song, we're going to come back and I'm going to have you take us out with a short but detailed testimony. Okay? And okay, awesome. Here we go. Homie's Prayer.
Where's my homie? Where you at? Joe? you would die for. Here goes my dedication. Crazy times, affiliation. First and second generation. Occupation, paper chasing. Yo, we trace back the years. Through blood, sweat, and tears. So many of us went here. We used to pour out our beer. We share guns like we family. Cause we tight just like we brothers. We look out for each other's mothers. And our significant others. In the summer 93, we lost our homeboy and me. Suicidal tendencies. Brightest family tragedy. To me, where I ain't ever been the same. It's like we all took on his pain. I hear his demons call my name. There's 408 ways to die, but only one to be saved. The preacher man told me to pray to make these demons go away. So I raise my hands to the sky as a sign of surrender, friend. And I lift your name on high because it's me, your delivered friend. Forgiving me of my sins and my dirty deeds. Lord, you set me free, but don't forget my homie. It's for my homies that I was raised with. Not just basement, the ones that I get placed with. We stay down when times are crazy. Where's my homie?
Where you at? Where you at?
Where's my homie?
Where you at, Joe?
It's all my homies that I was raised with. Spending years, not just dates with. The ones that I get placed with. We stay down when times are crazy. Where's my homie?
Where you at? Where you at?
Where's my homie?
Where you at, Joe?
If tonight's the night I die, then let these be my last words. Let it penetrate your heart, so you know how much it's worth. It hurts to see the curse that's been put upon us. And it's worse to see the looks of you not knowing what's up. And it cuts just like a knife to see you hurting in life. This here's a spiritual fight, so our souls pay the price. And every time that I see you, I want to tell you about God. But it's like the devil gets my tongue, so sometimes it gets hard. So I told my thoughts to song, but the homies on my mind. And I know I can't come wrong. Cause the Lord will always shine. And even right now more than ever, I still die for you. And to my brother K, I'm down from the womb to the tomb. Everything that we've been through, some of us shouldn't be alive. From the robbings to the shootings to the stabbings to the fights. In all them crazy nights, God still was by our side. Even when some of us should have died, he still spared our lives. And that's the reason why I choose this life to be saved. So I pray, don't let the devil take my blood away.
Homie's prayer. Brother Ig, we are
yes.
going to be broadcasting this episode along with another half of some other type of music out in New York, out on the East Coast. And
awesome.
Yes. Do you, I'm sure you have a lot of fans nationwide, right?
Yeah, we've been blessed to have some good following. I went as far as Australia, did a tour out there a few years back, and it's been a blessing. It's been a great journey. I had to travel from state to state, and you know, get a lot of good friends along the way.
Okay. Now let's real quick. I mean, not too quick because we have about 10 minutes left. But I'm gonna play a couple songs after we're done. Let's go ahead and share a little bit about what you went through before you got saved, where you were at, the things that you experienced, and just to kind of be able to relate to some listeners out there.
Yeah, I came from just growing up, looking outside my front door, and seeing a lot of influence and kind of got caught up at seeing the bigger guys on the block and what they were doing. And just kind of got caught up into it. You know, I remember telling myself, you know, at a young age, you know, my dad was, at the time, he's clean and sober now, but at the time he was, you know, had a drinking problem, and I would always say, you know, I'm not going to drink like my dad. And, you know, going right through junior high, at the end of junior high, you know, just seeing people around me, seeing the influence, seeing, you know, the peer pressure. It wasn't too much pressure because I fell into it quick, and it started with just one sip. You know, I said, you know, what's one sip going to do? What's one little taste going to do with that sip? Turned to my own beer, that own beer turned to my own 40, that 40 turned to my own case. And next thing you know, I had to get a little higher, and that went on to, you know, to the marijuana, to weed, to, you know, I had to get a little more higher, to coke and crank. And next thing you know, in high school, I'm looking in the mirror, and I became that person I said I was never going to be. And, you know, just going throughout the years, just, you know, falling into those traps, you know, I was lost. And at the time, I didn't think I was lost because everyone around me was doing the same thing. So I just felt, you know, hey, there's really nothing wrong with me, you know. But, you know, just feeling the hurt, you know, after a while, you know, growing up out of school and just kind of, you know, it wasn't fun anymore. I was just kind of, you know, friends were, you know, getting more addicted, friends were going to jail, some were dying, just, you know, a lot of trouble that came with this. And I started doing a timeline of my life after. I was like, man, every time I either got, you know, into a fight, you know, hurt my family, hurt myself, you know, got a DUI, all these things on that timeline, the common denominator was drugs and alcohol. And, you know, even with that, I still didn't, you know, with knowing my problem, I was already, you know, pretty much hooked. So I tried to quit things on my own, but I could only go so far. And, you know, there's so much more that happened. You know, long story short, basically the turning point in my life, I had a great friend of mine. He was asking me, you know, for a gun for a while. And he kept asking me, and finally, you know, somebody got hooked him up with somebody, got him a gun, and he winded up committing suicide with his gun. And that, you know, changed my whole life. It got me deeper into the things I was doing, and the guilt, the sorrow of my friend dying because of this, you know, it put me in a state of mind where I was numb to everything. And, you know, I just remember looking in the mirror and hating who I became. And it was at that point a lot of things, you know, went on a few more years like this. And I finally just said, man, God, if you're for real, you'll break these chains. And I remember watching a fighter after a night of partying, watching the fighter who recently just passed away, Johnny Tapia. And at the end of his fight, you know, they go to interview him, and he started saying, I just want to thank God for my salvation. He started crying and you know, really touched me. And I heard God's name, Jesus' name all my life, you know, especially Mexican. We grow up, you know, our grandmothers, you know, you got every picture of Jesus at our grandparents' houses, crucifix everywhere, but it was never nothing personal to me. It was never real to me. But something about this man, when he said that name of Jesus and it broke him, you know, I said, man, whatever he has, I need that. And, you know, right after that, I just felt the tugging in my heart. Found myself in the altar of a church, and I said, God, if you're for real, you'll take this pain away. You'll take this hurt, these addictions. And that was July 20th, 1997, over 14 years now. And God just, you know, I never turned back, you know, and you know, what God did for me, what I couldn't do for myself. And, you know, I just surrendered my life. I said, all right, God, if you could do this, I'll give you my life. And, you know, I never went back on my word. And ever since then, God has just given me this amazing, amazing life with this music, to be able to reach people. I'm married for going on 8 years. And you know, we actually, I have two twin babies, dude. My first babies are actually two of them. I got my wife's pregnant right now, 8 months. So
wow.
The next month, yeah, we got two baby girls, Lola and Lucy, coming soon.
Lola and Lucy.
Yeah. So I'm just amazingly blessed. And I'm just, you know, I give it all to God. You know, I wouldn't have this life and these blessings without him. And so that's why I encourage, you know, there's a saying that says, boys make excuses and men make changes. And I made every excuse in the book why I didn't need to change. But it wasn't until, you know, I said, all right, God, you know, I need to make this transformation, and I never looked back. And that's where I am today.
Awesome. And real quick, what would you tell the youngsters or, you know, even adults that are out there still struggling with their addiction or, you know, whatever it might be? What would you tell them?
Well, for those, you know, addictions are, you know, are a lot of things. You know, we're addicted to love, we're addicted to lust, we're addicted to things that take control of our bodies, our mindsets, our ways of living. And a lot of times it is the drugs, the alcohol. We're addicted to bad relationships. There's so many things, but that's what's universal are those things. And you know, one thing that I've learned throughout this walk, that, you know, our God doesn't, his hand isn't short. Our God that we serve, is his hand extends down to the deepest, darkest dungeons. No matter how deep you are in your situation, God will always make a way out. When you are weak, he will make you strong. And all you have to do is look up. Sometimes we have to hit rock bottom, where all we can do is look up. And, you know, if you're listening now and you're, you know, you may say, man, I got 30, 40 years into this addiction. I'm a lifer. You know, I wasn't going to die in my sin. And that's right there. That's a lie from the enemy. That's what I would say. That, you know, I'm just going to die an alcoholic. I'm going to die a drug addict. I'm going to die a thug. You know, but that's what the devil wants you to hear and wants you to believe. But we serve a God, a living God, where all we got to do is look up. You don't have to wait for Sunday to come. Your Sunday is here right now. You can just drop to your knees, and our God isn't on the time schedule. Our God is omnipresent. He's everywhere and at every time, and all you got to do is cry out to him. And, you know, so it doesn't matter where you are in your life, how deep or just maybe started, that he would always make a way out for you. He would always make a way for you to make a change, to be that father that you know you could be, to be that wife, that husband, to be that son or daughter, that man, that woman that you need to be. Not that the world says you are, but that God says you are. And, you know, that's one thing we have in common. We're all child of God. Whether we want to say we are or not, you know, and we are of his image. And that's why it's so easy for somebody to hear me. You could hear an atheist person, a non-believer, somebody's just, you know, not a believer, but turn on some music like this, and something will happen inside of them, because we're created to worship God. We're created, we're his son, we're his daughters. And so I just say, just look up to God and give him a try. You tried everything else. You know, that once you give God a try, and he won't, it's guaranteed. It's guaranteed.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. And real quick, what about to the ones that are, you know, they're not in their addiction, they're not, you know, going through the tougher things in life, and that actually it looks like everything's okay, they're making money, da-da-da-da-da. What would you say to those people that are not saved?
Yeah, and those ones, there's many of those too, and that kind of sometimes classifies us as we don't have problems. Like, I don't drink that much. Maybe I have a little wine on the weekend. I don't party. I don't do these things. But when you're to not have a relationship with God, to be disconnected, the things that you have, we put that I did this, I made this, and we start. You know, the Bible talks about not serving two masters. And what that means, you know, sometimes we feel by the things that we have that shows where we are in life. Like, I got a house, I got two cars, I got this and I got that. But you're saying I. And with those things, sometimes it's even harder to reach those who have these things without the addictions, because they feel like they got all this on their own. But I can guarantee behind closed doors, you know, there is something missing, because the Bible talks about there's a hole shaped in our heart that only God can fill. So you try to fill it with certain things, and it could be, you know, buying things, shopping, relationships, but you're always seeking. It's like you're always thirsty. You drink, you know, so you're, you know, not liquor, but let's just say water, and you still feel that you have a quench. It hasn't, you know, you're still longing for something. That's because God can only fill that spot in your heart. So that's why you wouldn't see people rich, you know, millionaires still committing suicide, or millionaires going through divorce, or millionaires depressed. Because the American way says, you know, once you get rich, then everything's fine. Once you have wealth, it's fine. That's temporary. Those things come and go. But the joy of the Lord is what lasts forever. And the joy, the peace of the Lord only comes from God. We can ask those people, are you happy? And they say, yeah, I'm happy. You know, look at the things I got. But that all goes away. And, you know, for those, it's... That they say, like, man, my life, I have it together. But I can guarantee, you know, either behind closed doors, or they're not happy, maybe with themselves, or certain things. There's always something that the enemy will lie to us. And that's where God says, you know, I can give you life and life more abundantly. There's so much more to this world than what we have, you know, and doing it on our own. It's such an amazing life that you have in Christ. And, you know, it's for those that sometimes we think, you know, it's only for those that are, you know, Christ is only for those that are messed up or down and out. Like, no, that's the opposite. You know, God wants us all, you know, from the youngest to the oldest, poorest to the richest. And yeah, definitely.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. And once again, thank you for joining us here on Versatile Radio. We look forward to doing another show with you, or some of the artists that are out there that you're working with. And, you know, definitely stay in touch. And once again, everybody, this is Brother Ig, and you can find him at, go ahead.
You can find me at BrotherIg.com, on YouTube, / Brother Ig, and just any of the sites, Facebook, Twitter, I'm all over those, and very open to talk to anybody. You know, you can email me if you have any situations or any prayer requests. You know, never be ashamed to reach out to anybody, myself or anybody, you know, at any time. You know, I would love to hear from you, love to hear your prayer requests, so I could pray with you. And you know, we all need help. We can't get through this alone. And God brings certain people into each other's lives. And, you know, anything I can do to help anybody out there listening, you know, I'm here. So definitely find me online somewhere. I'll get to you.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much, Brother Ig. We are honored that you were able to join us.
Thank you. I had an amazing time. You guys have a good night. It's an amazing show. I thank you for everything. And looking forward to hearing any good feedback we got from tonight. So thank you once again.
Most definitely. Good night.
Good night. God bless. Bye-bye.